I concur with that, and I hope that's the case. And we just need to be vigilant and be ready to, again, stand and fight for our heritage and everything else. So with that, I'll let you go, James. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Wayne? Wayne, yes. Are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Wayne, I don't mean to be intrusive and so on, but I'm just curious because you're such a good friend of the show, and I admire you so much. Just give me an idea of what I'm sure I've asked you before and I forgot your answer. What generation or age range are you in?
I'm in my 60s.
Yeah, see, you're an old guy. Well, you're a youngster to me, but yeah, you're a guy who remembers these the America that Trump remembers. And it's so important that you, and you're doing it right now. You're doing a better job than I do. You're opening the eyes of young people out there who hear in your voice and what your memories of a free America, where, you know, like when you and I were young, I mean, think about it. Did we worry that we would actually lose our free speech? I mean, outright, just utterly lose it. And, you know, when we talked about, you know, when we fought against demon rat efforts to curb our Second Amendment rights, we didn't think in terms of, I mean, not, it didn't seem like a real present danger that they would actually, you know, go door to door and take our weapons, take our self-defense, arms. But now it does. And so these young people, and then this idea of wearing masks, I mean, imagine when you were young, Wayne, if somebody told you you had to wear a mask all day for a year, they'd be laughed out of the room. So we need to let young people know that this is not normal, that it there's no need that it be this way, and that Trump, he had the perfect, greatest election slogan ever, make America great again. And when I heard that, first uttered, make America great again, somehow instantly I knew what he was talking about. He's talking about the youth, your youth and mine.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right on point there. And I sure hope that him and the people that surround him can at least put a better fight against what's going on here, because something's not right. People that should be standing up nationally are not. Church leaders aren't, and on and on. So something isn't quite right here. Not trying to put my finger on it. So, again, let me give you. Thank you.
Wayne, I'll let you go with this thought. I just want to cheer you up on that because I can feel it coming. You saw Peter Navarro on TV with Jesse Waters yesterday. I saw him with Jeanine Pirro. I also saw Stephen Miller, a Jewish guy, a Jewish patriot, Stephen Miller on the Jeanine Pirro show. Now, they're not out there just like freelancing. Peter Navarro is joined at the hip with Donald Trump. So is Stephen Miller, is really his closest advisor and speechwriter. These intellectually, they're paired up with the president. So they're actually, when you're wondering, you want to hear this resistance coming, Donald Trump is sending them out. They're not just appearing on these shows. So Donald Trump is organizing his campaign, our campaign. He's gearing up. And I think when he rolls this thing out, it's going to be stupendous. It'll be Trumpian in its dimensions. So that's why I'm saying Daytona, get ready. Talladega, that 200,000 person raceway, get ready. I think we're going to have rallies 10 times bigger than the fabulous rallies we had in 2016 and 20, Wayne.
Yep. Let's get the party started.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Wayne. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Boy, I love his calls. Let me open my screen up here again, see if I got another one. No, I don't see one right now. But the engineer will bust in if we get another call. Glance here. Okay, good. Let me check my. You know, I forgot to move my watch forward. I think we may be out of show here. Engineer, are we out of show? Let me just think here. No, it says that clock says 4 o'clock, which means it's really 5 o'clock. So, yeah, we're out of show. I got carried away there with Wayne. He's so good. So let me just check here with my engineer. I think my screen is kind of frozen up. Let me just check. Hey, can you hear me? Hey ho, RBN, can you hear me? We're off the air, aren't we? Okie doke. All right, I lost track of time. Hey, buddy, I'll talk to you on the phone soon, I hope. All right, I can't believe that, 175 miles. I can't believe that. That's Texas driving. God. I mean, we think we got big distances here in North Dakota. Man, I think I'm driving a long way when I go to the next nearest city, which is 75 miles. You go 175. Jeez. Oh, God. That's amazing. Texas is an amazing place. We're like a junior Texas up here. We're oil country. We're patriot country. We're flat as a pancake. Hey, buddy, thank you very much. I'm sad to see you go on, but I'll tell you what, the time that frees up for you, probably you're going to be able to like move into a whole new phase of your life, into a different gear. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, keep me updated. I'm always available. You've got my home phone number. And all right. Thanks, buddy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
we live? Ralph. There we go. Hey, Ralph.
Yo, hell there. This is Ralph Kerbert Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show coming to you live out of Alaska. And Mark Azon out of Oklahoma. Unless he's been picked up by the federales, you're still in Oklahoma, right?
I'm still in Oklahoma.
Can you believe what is going on? I saw this Breonna Taylor. Do you know who she was?
Yeah. She's harboring. Well, she's actually looked like she was involved in some kind of drug dealing, and she got shot by some cops trying to serve a warrant outside their apartment there. And her boyfriend used her as a shield, as a human shield.
Yeah, and she was doing drugs.
And then they said that she was in bed when she got shot.
She actually was a drugger. They had staked out that place. I mean, there was people going in there. It was busier than a bus station. And they had recordings of her talking on jail. She was into drugs, and she gets shot. The cops had a no-knock warrant. They did actually announce themselves. That was proven.
Yep. The neighbors.
And they paid her off. They paid her family off.
Really? Well, it was probably cheaper than going through a big trial.
Yeah, but this is like George Floyd now. We got George Floyd. The cop had him down with a head to hold him because he was an uncooperative guy. He was in the SUV. I can't breathe. He was loonier than a toon because he was on fentanyl, which they proved with the official autopsy, over three times the lethal dose, methamphetamines. Now, this guy is frothing at the mouth. They ask him, are you unrooked? Oh, no, not me. And the cop did everything that he's trained to do. Minnesota cops trained him to hold him down, an uncooperative type person that he was. And guess what? This cop now, his life is shot, as are three other cops. He did everything right. And they gave George Floyd's family $27 million.
Wow. Who gave his family $27 million?
Well, Minnesota or Minneapolis. They said it's the largest settlement of $27 million. This guy was a thug. He was a criminal. He was dying of, and then they even got to, like, on, I was amazed that Tucker Carlson came out and put finally all the truth out there, that they got the prosecutor. You know, if this guy died somewhere else, we'd put it out as a drug overdose. But now
he should have never got out of Texas.
We got these, he was a real
criminal. Texas dropped the ball on that one.
On a pregnant woman, didn't he?
Yeah, he did a home invasion. I think it was probably on some woman he was dating, and she was pregnant, and he showed up and pointed a gun at her belly, threatening to kill the baby.
Now, there's a guy, there's a family that needs $27 million, so now what do we got? Let's see. We got a guy, a cop, and four people that are totally innocent, and the judge gets around, and there's some... supposedly some ruling or something where they can make it third degree murder. I haven't checked that out to see, but it's something brand new. They know they probably can't get him for second degree murder. Even if this guy is 100% innocent, he didn't. What did he do wrong? Nothing. He did what he was trained to do, and the guy was dying. The autopsy that I got, I have a copy of the official autopsy. You've probably seen it too. There was nothing. There was no neck. There was no nothing. No damage anywhere.
Yeah, you don't kill somebody by putting your neck on the side of their neck, holding their shoulder and head down to the ground like that. That doesn't kill the person.
No, he didn't do anything wrong. It
disables them. It just controls them where they can't. You know, he was fighting them. He was dying. You know,
right.
But he also lied about not being on drugs, and they probably could have got him medical help if he would have said something. But I'm not on drugs.
Yeah. So what's the cop supposed to do? I saw where they have like 800,000. Different, interfaces with people. And Tucker said that last year there was like 20 something of unarmed black, but Beota, or what's the other black gal? Owens. What's her first name?
Candace Owens.
Yeah, Candace Owens. She did that. It was on the single digit. And then the ones that they was unarmed, they were fighting them. So there was only a couple that ended up. I mean, who fights a cop when you're being arrested? Why would you fight a cop? And all of a sudden,
if
you get killed, oh my God, it was, we don't know that cop should have done. What's he supposed to do? Call a social worker?
Well, maybe the $27 million will come out of the stimulus package, the $1.9 trillion stimulus package. So, that's chump change.
And then we have the President of the United States was tried the second time for treason, where they admitted we're not going to use the Constitution of treason. So we're not using the Constitution because it's got an and. You got to be in office to do it. They admitted we're not going to do that. They admitted we have no First Amendment rights, including freedom of political speech, which is even highly. We're not going to use that. There's no due process of law. We don't have to have anybody come forward. There has to be no crime. There has to be nobody identified to cross-examine or test or anything. Then we're going to get around and we're going to go in and we will have the judge, an independent judge, because even Roberts wouldn't come to that one for some damn reason, as crooked as he is. So we got a guy that's already who I'm voting for, sitting as a, quote, judge. And then they get in there and the crime is political speech. And the speech wasn't even over. And then they impeach themselves and say, no, it was pre-planned, so it wasn't the speech. So they impeached their own impeachment. Then they said, we're not going to use the definition precedent of the Supreme Court for incitement. We're going to make up our own. The guy is proud of it. This happened in America. And we had all the Democrats and, seven or eight stupid rhinos, they're more than rhinos, vote to impeach. You can't make this stuff up, literally. What the hell's wrong?
Well, this has been a long time in the works. It's part of the deep state that they've been working on since the late 50s. And the indoctrination of people are into the third and fourth generation now. And those people are sitting in places of power and corporate executives and government agencies, and they don't believe like in the traditional America that we grew up in. They've got a different view of how the world should be, and they're going to make you and I conform to it.
I'll tell you what's going on. We're in a religious war. Satan is alive and well. He's coming in many forms. He's out there with all the lies. They're doing everything right now to destroy this country. Yeah. COVID-19 hasn't technically even been identified that I can find that's been proven. These vaccinations are not true vaccinations. They're RNA. They're going to modify people's DNA. So they're going to have problems down the road. And there are people dying from taking them. Yeah. And these nose swabs are not what they're supposed to be. They've proven that, too. I mean, is the pale horse and the plague and a third of the planet going to be croaking here?
That's a really good question. It sure looks like the church is asleep. I mean, it's amazing. You know, what was right is now wrong. The world's living upside down. It's just insanity.
Where's the people to fight for the truth? I mean, these are absolute lies. It's like this cop. Just like in this George Floyd. I saw they had a white carriage horse-drawn haul his casket. And that church was just full of all these people just crying over this here black boy that got shot by this white boy. God, why this white boy that choked him? That never happened. Never happened.
Yeah.
and they got evidence of them. And they still proceed forward, just like in Brown in Hands Up, Don't Shoot. This guy is a 300-pound thug, did three felonies in 11 minutes, argued with the cop, got a hand shot, tried to take his gun, goes away, and then he turns around, and you got a 300-pound thug headed towards you. Now, what are you supposed to do? Say, well, let's see here. You just tried to get my gun. Let's see. Well, I don't know. Maybe we ought to get in a wrestling match, or what should I do here? He shot the sucker. He shot him. And then they come to find out, Hands Up, Don't Shoot, was an absolute total lie. Again, even like Hannity or some of them, they pander this. Well, we can't ever have something like that happen in Ferguson. Hey, it never happened. It was a lie. I was really glad to see Tucker finally come out and expose what's going on. Why can't anybody tell the truth anymore?
Well, they're afraid of losing their jobs now. We're in a cancel culture. You know, if you don't toe the line and spew out the rhetoric that the left is spraying all over the place, then, you know, you risk losing your job.
Well, I'll tell you what's coming on my home page, because you're going to be working on it. But what's coming is I'm working on the stuff on the, and I'm going to go into that today again, because people for some reason can't. It's not taught, by the way, this administrative law, all this stuff. I've got a law book here they give the first-year law students, and they don't talk about it. It's not taught to these attorneys or lawyers in school. How would they know? They don't even teach it to them. I saw the Supreme Court decision of our latest Supreme Court Justice, Barrett. And what she said about administrative law as their first written decision is absolutely, positively wrong. And I know damn well she knows the difference. And she didn't go there. Why? What is going on in our court system that these people won't do what's right?
I don't know. It's like you said, the quote that you said was, if a man is honestly mistaken and discovers that he's honestly mistaken, he will either no longer be mistaken or he'll no longer be honest.
That's right.
And so these people are just turning a willful blind eye because they're beholden to somebody. And a lot of these, I would say a vast majority of all your congressmen are controlled. They've been caught in compromising positions, like with the whole Epstein situation. I don't know if you've heard of Dr. Dave Janda. I'm trying to think. He was a big medical doctor for one of the presidents, and at some point he thought about, well, he was invited by a U.S. senator, and the U.S. senator asked him if he had ever thought about running for Congress, because he was bright, intelligent, very sharp, well-spoken. And he said, really, no, he hadn't really thought about that. And the U.S. senator says, well, that's probably better, because, you know, they'll set you up. And he says, you don't dare go to a private dinner party because you might wake up with some photos taken of you in a compromising position. So, you know, there's been people that have been drugged, put in, photos with whomever, and next you know, you're under control, because if they release those, then, you know, your world's ruined. So you toe the line. Same thing with Biden and Hunter. They've taken money from China. I mean, it's not even a question of whether they did it or not. And now, you know, you think you're going to get anything critical about China from Biden, from the Biden administration? It's not going to happen.
Nope, and he ain't even home, man. The butter just no. There ain't no butter on that toast. It just done melted. Yeah. And it ain't coming back.
They propped him up long enough to get him cheat him into office, and now they're just running their game.
I looked at some of the pictures of him and his eyes. There's nobody home.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame.
Well, it is, but I'm telling you, you got to be accountable for what you do.
Yes, exactly. But how are you supposed to hold these officials accountable? It's really hard unless you can, you got some backing and a little bit of money and being able to recall some of these public servants for disobeying their oath of office. They're supposed to uphold and defend the Constitution, and I don't even know why they make them even put that in their oath, because they certainly don't do it.
Well, I can tell you unequivocally, there's not one person in all of Alaska as a public officer. The oath is in quotation marks. There's not one person from the governor to the legislatures. I've got them. I chased that branch. There's nobody home. Do you know what they do have? They have a perfect oath of office as a mere employee. Every one of them, including the court.
What
the judges.
What do you mean by that, Ralph?
Huh?
What do you mean they have an oath of office as an employee? So
because
they're not.
A public office has a delegation. It's called an office. That is a delegation of authority from you and me for a limited to do something in one of the three branches.
Okay.
And they have to take what's called an oath of office as a public officer, not as a public official, not as a public servant. They're called public officer. That's the English common law. And they have discretion. Public officers have discretion in making decisions. Employees have no discretion. They have no discretion on any decision that affects our rights. And I even got to the thing of whether the court said, well, we got around and we got insurance. I got a copy of the insurance. They're all employees in the insurance. And you know what they cover them? All these court people and all these other ones, they're covered from stealing from the state of Alaska. Now, there is in the statutes of Alaska, public officers are supposed to put up two bonds of their own stuff. Freeholders. They're actually there. So that, and this is how you keep people honest, because when you have your own stuff at stake, then I can get around and go after your house or whatever, and guess what? You're homeless. That's got to keep you honest. If you're not held accountable, you're not going to be honest. That's why all these Democrats are running wild. They're Teflon. They're doing anything they want because there's no rule of law. There's enough evidence out there to put Hillary, Obama, and all these other people down in Gitmo and throw the damn key away. They're actually guilty of treason because they're waging war against the laws of the United States and people are getting hurt. That's called treason, folks. And nothing's happening.
Well, Dan Metter used to tell a story. I'd love to know where this came from, but I believe it was in the Middle East somewhere. And I'll tell you that story when we come back from this message. Please stand by.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mark?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead and finish your thought there. You were talking.
All right, yeah. There was a story, I believe, that kind of come out of a country in the Middle East about when a judge was found corrupt, that they would literally skin the judge and make a seat cushion out of his skin, and the next judge had to sit on that seat cushion.
Yeah, where was this?
I don't know, but Dan Metter used to tell that story years ago. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. If I told you that you were going to have to go to church, but now you have to claim a status, you have to claim that you're something that has no soul, and you have no political rights as to what kind of government you have, but this status you have has no soul at all. And you have to submit to Satan that there's no rule of law. Would you go to church if they
did? No. No. I would be not going to that church.
Why does everybody claim to be a citizen of the United States that has the same rights as white citizens? That's in the code today. It was done in 14, stat 27, 1866. It's a made-up status because it sounds so deliciously good to come on down, sucker. And when you do that, a citizen of the United States is under the absolute plenary power of those idiots in Congress. And that is easily proven, because in the District of Columbia, a citizen of the United States is a qualified elector. The courts have ruled over and over that a citizen of the United States in the D.C. has no right to a constitutional court in Article 3. It is also proved about six times that you can't complain about taxation without representation, because Congress, this Constitution of the United States, has to do with the union of the several states and the people of the several states. And yet we keep doing it over and over. My people die for a lack of knowledge in Jose. That's what I'm going to try to hopefully correct with some of the stuff we're going to be putting on my homepage. These are facts. Real facts. Have you, you've heard of John Steinbeck, right? That wrote East of Eden?
Yeah, I've heard the name. I haven't read the book or really know much of his works.
He had a saying, which I picked up off of Laura Ingram's show. Most liars are tripped up either because they forget what they have told or because the lie is suddenly faced with an incontrovertible truth. These liars, they can't keep their lie straight. And what's even amazing now is they don't care. They don't even make any attempt to keep their lie straight. Now, that's a scary thing. Biden Comrade Biden and Comrade Harris, I mean, these people just lie and lie and lie.
Well, it's typical rules for radicals. I was listening to, there's a guy named Jack Murphy on YouTube. He's part of what's called the Liminal Order. It's basically celebrating men's masculinity and being providers and protectors and so forth. He had a very interesting guest on, named Arthur Millick, who's a former Russian who's Jewish, and they had about an hour and a half long discussion that talked about how this has come about, where you say they lie all they want. Well, in their rule books, or like rules for radicals, you never judge somebody who's on your side, no matter what they do. You're never judgmental to them. You always are putting down the, quote, oppressor. So you're the oppressed, and you're putting down the oppressor, and you never judge anybody who's on your side. You'll never speak evil of them. You'll always turn that conversation around and point the finger at your opposition. And that's what they do. They can lie all they want with impunity. Nobody's going to shoot them down. They got the media in their pocket. They got the FBI in their pocket, CIA. They got the deep state and all these government agencies, the courts. I mean, it's like the cartoon where the crane has got the frog in its mouth and the frog is reaching outside of the mouth and trying to strangle the crane.
it's hard to make this up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. So, you know, you're thinking, well, how in the world can they just sit there and lie like that? Well, because they know they can. I mean, they've got their system and their playbook in place, and they're sticking to it, come hell or high water. I mean, you'll have to be a really big offender like Epstein or Weinstein and get caught in some kind of, you know, despicable action before you ever go down. I mean, there has to be a huge public outcry of whatever you're doing, but if it's just something political, then who cares? You know, you will not be judged. If you're on the left, you will not be judged by your peers. Nobody's gonna try to shoot you down or correct you or anything else, because you're all on the same team.
Now, what I'm working towards... I'm going to get this stuff set up to be able to expose the truth. The truth is, we're not using the Constitution. There are no laws of the United States that's in effect. I mean, the stuff's all there.
Right.
But nobody's using it because there's nobody home. There are no constitutional courts in America except the Supreme Court of the United States, because there are no elections for any public officers in the several states. And it said, what's even amazing is this new bill that they're trying to bring forward, the same thing. We are going to have, for citizens of the United States, elections, and they put it right out. It was on Breitbart. For federal offices, it only elects people in what's called a federal office. Well, then the question becomes, how do you get elections for what's called state officers, which are the public officers of the several states? That's all right, isn't it? It's only for federal offices. That's under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 that all these states are using right now. There are no elections for any state officers. They're called public officers. There's no elections for them. And I've got this thing I got, 185 ALR 155. It says, well, you know, the states could get around and have elections, but they don't. And they also say when you go to vote, it's not about entitled. All it is, it's about you can come up to the building, but who is entitled to go inside and cast a vote for a government is not a citizen of the United States. All that's about is Congress says you can't discriminate. And then what's even crazier yet, you read the 14th Amendment, it's about state citizens or state officers and state law, has no application. No application to D.C., to the citizens of the United States there. Why is that? Because there's no state there yet. There's no several states, so it can't have any application. Well, wait a minute. See, I like logic. I like 1 + 1 = 2. You know, I kind of like that kind of stuff. So if it doesn't have any application to a citizen of the United States in the District of Columbia, and I got to be a citizen of the United States to go, quote, vote in Alaska, what am I missing here? Is there two kinds of citizens of the United States? Then with aren't under the plenary power of Congress? I mean, they print this stuff. And nobody seems to care. Anyway, my goal is only when I get my home page up, because I have Camtasia, I got a video program, is to put up, and I've seen it, and I know it'll do it, short segments, but also where you can have the document and then videotape it so people can watch it. It's like a kind of like a video conference type thing. That's one of the things my goal is to get done at home time this spring, because I want people to see stuff. Just like in Westlaw. This is a Senate report. This is our House report. House of Senate report. 280, March 4th, 1935. This is Franklin Delano Roosevelt after he got in. In the first 15 months after March 4th, 1933, President alone issued 674 executive orders aggregating approximately 1,400 pages. 1,400 pages. He's got old Comrade Biden beat. He issued 674. It goes on to say the National Recovery Administration, 2,998 administrative orders were issued, and it goes on to say that it issues about 10,000, and they were law. They declared them to be law. This is called the New Deal.
And well, how they declare those to be law?
But they just made it because the president,
codified that?
FDR did not take, he's the first president that did not take the oath of office that's in the Constitution of the United States, in quotation marks. And no president since then has taken the proper oath. Do you know what they do? It's in quotation marks.
What do you mean by that? It's in quotation marks.
The oath of office for the President of the United States is in quotation marks in the Constitution of the United States. And nobody, FDR was the first one, has not taken it, including Trump. You know what they do? It says, I will do something. They say, I, and then they insert the person's name. The name isn't in there. And any time anything is in quotation marks is not done exactly as it is, this is the definition of quotation marks. That's why I've learned on some of my stuff, I put judicial notice of the United States in quotation marks. Because they can't address it then. Because they'll just say, well, judicial notice or something. They'll try to if you put it in quotation marks, they're stuck. This is why when they define terms, these lawyers are they love their terms. Except when you learn how to read them, you can hang them. They will say the term, then they'll put it in quotation marks, one word or a phrase. You can't take a word out of that phrase. Means, and when it says means, that is the exclusive use of what's in quotation marks. The dictionary is irrelevant or whatever. And that's the first thing you learn if you're going to understand how we have been fooled. Always go to the definitions. Always. Because what you think you're reading is not so. They go on to say, this is because Franklin Delano Roosevelt loved his agencies. He loved them. He was a big fan of that jerk over in Italy. That was a fascist. Remember his name?
Mussolini.
He loved him. Yes, this was researched out by DeSosa. Anyway, so what? Here's what he did. FDR says, I got a problem here. I love these agencies. I love what they're doing. But we got a problem. So here's what he got around, and he had a commission. 400 pages, research out, 1937. I got the book out of the Gonzaga Law Library, and I had to copy it carefully because I couldn't tear the damn thing apart. Sent to Alaska. An amazing book. Here's a quota. Here's one part of it. There are, in reality, miniature independent governments. Well, what are those? They call it the fourth branch, the headless fourth branch of government, by the way, in this book. Set up to deal with the railroad problem, the banking problem, or the radio problem. They constitute a headless fourth branch, that's in quotation marks, of government. A haphazard deposit of irresponsible agencies and uncoordinated powers. They do violence to the basic theory of the American Constitution that there should be three major branches of the government and only three. The Congress has found no effective way of supervising them. They cannot be controlled by the president, and they are answerable to the courts only in respect to the legality of their activities. That's a quote from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the government, 1937. So how do we deal with agencies? Wouldn't that be a good question?
That'd be a real good question. I'm surprised that I don't know how they could say that the president has no say so over those agencies, because
he can't. Because guess what? They implemented the Federal Register Act in 1935. Because this is what people can't understand. If you ever see the movie The Matrix, that can maybe have a little more sense. There is an overlay called the administrative state. By regulations, this is what Atlas Shrugged. And Ayn Rand, did you ever read her book, Atlas Shrugged?
Yes.
They use regulations to put people out of business. Now, the question becomes, first one is, do we elect anybody that's in an agency?
No.
Don't they put out that we have to obey their regulations?
They lead us to believe that. I've never seen anything that says that.
When they Franklin Delano Roosevelt, they did the Walter Logan Act. He vetoed it in 1940. And the purpose of the Administrative Procedures Act. Back then.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Okay, we're back. This is what I'm trying to get people to do. We have an enemy, and it's agencies, because we don't elect the suckers. I don't even know who they are. Who are they? We don't know where this stuff comes from. It could be people out of China. Who knows? Russia. This is out of the Congressional Record. Page 5656, May 24th, of the Administrative Procedures Act. It talks about the reason why they did it was to identify subsidy rules for these agencies so we would know if they had the forced effect of law. They look like, but they're not. Okay, well, we'll take them for that. If we have an enemy, we better damn well know how to fight it and put aside what we think we know is so, because it probably is not so. This is Mr. Gwinth of Iowa, quoting, after a law has been passed by Congress before it applies to the individual citizen, there are about three steps that must be taken. First, the Bureau, having charge of enforcement, must write rules and regulations to amplify, interpret, or expand the statute that we have passed. Rulemaking, we call it. Second, there must be some procedure whereby the individual citizen has contact with the law can be brought before the Bureau and his case adjudicated. Finally, there must be some procedure whereby the individual may appeal to the courts from the action taken by the Bureau. This bill briefly touches all three. Now, if you go on and read, Congress says, oh, there are rules and there's regulations, so we won't even allow you to go to court. Now, the question is, what am I going to do? I want solutions. I know we got a problem. Anybody with any common sense knows we have a major problem. How do I fight these things? I know how. They tell us how. But almost nobody does it.
Well, they've been so brainwashed, Ralph. I mean, nobody's taken the time to study the law for 30, 40 years like you and I have.
So what do we do? They passed the Federal Register Act of 1935. The only purpose was to get control of agencies, the administrative law, and give us the appearance that we have some way to control them. And there are ways that people would start to learn how to do it. First of all, just like Mr. Biden that does his executive orders and all agencies, they cannot do. Mr. Biden cannot say, I want to have a rule on masks. He can do an executive order on it. It's ridiculous. An agency cannot have a general grant and say, make all the rules that you want about COVID-19. Doesn't work. Because it's too obvious that would be giving away the lawmaking, the perceived lawmaking power of Congress, which doesn't actually make laws of the United States. That's another. But they want to say that they do. Number one, the President of the United States, now he has a national emergency. He can do stuff like that, which Trump did on reallocating funds and make a memorandum on the treaty like he did on the pipeline. He can do that. But what he cannot do, he has to have a specific identifiable grant from Congress that says, Congress says, President, make a rule, make an executive order on that.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.